Especially Shia.
And of course, this is the place where we love to talk about marriage, and we also believe that everybody's marriage has a chance to be long-lasting and fulfilling.
Yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling. And we always love to come and encourage and just give you that extra boost so that you can be able to just stick with it.
And we have several different ways that you guys can connect with us. You can like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is actually called Grateful Marriage. And we're on Twitter as well. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
And of course, you're always welcome to subscribe to the blog at liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we are just super excited to be back again. We do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we cannot believe how many listeners we have on all these different platforms. You can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Overcast. I know there's more.
TuneIn, Stitcher.
Yes, TuneIn and Stitcher, of course. Yes. And YouTube as well. There's just so many places that this podcast can be found. And so I'm really happy about that because not very many people are encouraging when it comes to sticking with it in marriage. And I don't know, I think one of the reasons for that is a lot of us just get caught up in thinking that it might be easier to just walk out when times get tough.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, of course, we're not saying that it's always easy, but it's definitely worth it. And Pesa and I have been together for 13 years. We have 4 children, and we are so glad that we stuck with it. We've made it through quite a few storms over years, but now that the storm has cleared, we are loving life and loving one another and just couldn't be happier. So, and we want that for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We really do.
That's so true, yes.
Absolutely. So, anyway, we are glad you're here.
So, what do you want to talk about today, Whitney?
So, something that caught my attention recently is the busy schedules that everybody has. It seems like all of us just have these really chaotic days. Like, it doesn't matter if it's Monday through Friday, if it's Saturday and Sunday. We all have a craziness. It's like it never ends. The activities are just nonstop, whether it's work, school, taking the kids to sports, whatever it may be. It's just this ongoing thing. And so I wonder why even more couples don't feel like they're leading separate lives. Because I've heard a little bit about this. I've heard that some couples feel like they're just roommates. They barely pass by each other in the morning when they're leaving the house, and then barely see each other in the evening when they get home.
Yes, because they're just there to, like, what do you mean?
Just, it's like they leave in the morning and then they spend the whole day at work. And then in the evening, if they go to their own activity, or if one spouse goes and takes the kids to their sport. And then in the evening, some couples don't even go to bed at the same time. It's like one is already asleep, the other is still up answering emails. And I know how that can be sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So I've heard a little bit about this, with some of our friends. It's a miracle that not more couples are struggling with this. But it just made me start thinking, okay, well, if our attention is constantly outside of the home, then how can we make sure that our attention and our energy does not get diverted so much to the point where we lose focus on our family?
Okay.
And on the things that really matter to us. Because it's not that these things happen on purpose.
No.
It's just the busyness. It's just the crazy
schedule. Is it because there are so many priorities, and basically the marriage gets the back burner, mm-hmm. or like we get to a point where there are so many things that are like just trying to get to our attention that the marriage becomes, okay, we live together, we gotta pay the bills, but at the end of the day, I gotta take care of other things.
Right. There's so many priorities. Mm-hmm. And although when we got married, the marriage was number one, that's the reason why we're all living together, in the same house in the first place.
Because we fell in love and we got married and we were in love. And that's why we're even running this mm-hmm. institution called the family.
Right.
If it wasn't that two people fell in love and two people decided to spend the rest of their lives together, we wouldn't even have this.
We wouldn't
this
have
this organization called an organization, like a family,
And so the marriage is the most important thing, and it always was.
Because without the marriage, we wouldn't even be there.
Yes. We wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Yes.
But it gets to a point where all the other priorities in life just, they become number one. And so if you are at the point where you're feeling like you live separate lives, I can see how that would be a very painful situation to be in. And I think that one way to improve on this is to have more shared activities. Because if you don't have downtime together, if there's no time for a conversation with one another, or you guys don't do anything recreational as a couple, mm-hmm. I can totally see how
if I can barely do what I'm supposed to do right now, so you are also telling me to add one more activity on my plate called whatever, shared activities,
mm-hmm.
like I can barely get what I need to do mm-hmm. now.
Like you can barely fit everything else in your schedule.
Yes, and you are telling me to add more things?
Yeah, and I think that I just think it's really, really important to make sure that we do make time for the person that we married, because there's the issue of proximity. When we go to work and we have conversations all day long mm-hmm. with total strangers or with coworkers,
yes.
Yeah, we talk, and obviously there's coworkers who are of the opposite sex, and when it becomes an intimate conversation, then I would definitely say they have your attention mm-hmm. and your spouse doesn't. So, which basically means that your attention is diverted. It's not where it should be. And so just think that it is super, super important to try as much as possible to make time for the one person who really matters. And I know that's easier said than done. That's not going to be something that is easy to start with, probably.
But you know, the reason why at this moment you are listening to this podcast that's called Live Your Best Marriage is because you kind of want to live your best marriage. The reason why you're listening to this podcast at this moment and you're not listening to blow up your marriage is for some reason you are trying to get things better. And for folks who have been there before, it's like a journey, and we are not experts, but at least some of these things we've experienced. And I think that the thing of spending more time with your spouse, carving out time, actually sometimes just saying you won't be able to do other things so at least you can put your spouse first.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. And a lot of our listeners just want to take a marriage that's already good and just make it better. I know, there's so many marriage blogs out there that have all these really awesome tips. But I think most of us know others who don't really follow these types of podcasts or blogs, but they really do need some pointers. They need help. Just understanding some of these things that are going on. Because I know there was a time in our lives when we did not even really give much thought about talking to coworkers, mm-hmm. or we just didn't even really think there was an issue. But it really has a huge impact, though.
Oh, yeah.
On people's marriages, honestly. It's, the divorce rate is huge right now.
The divorce rate is huge. And one thing I found out, that if it's not put on the calendar, and like both the husband and the wife are not like having it as a priority and then scheduling it, there's always going to be something else to do. And if you're an entrepreneur, you know this, that there's always a million things that need to be done or should be done or can be done. So you'll always find one more thing that needs to be done, a new page to be built, and like something always needs to be done. So if you don't actually put it on the schedule, there'll always gonna be something else to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And actually, somebody was telling me that the best way to not to be overwhelmed is actually, number one, put it on schedule, and also don't do other things,
because
mm-hmm. there's always gonna be something else to do. So just mm-hmm. put it on the schedule and do it, and actually say no to other things. I don't know if it makes mm-hmm. sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. Like, yes. Just cut out some of the things that don't matter. And at first, that's a really hard thing to do, because you're like, well, the reason why I'm doing all the things I do is because I have to.
Yes.
I don't see how I'm going to just stop. But
yeah, easy for you, Whitney. But for the rest of us, we won't be able to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And actually, the funny thing is, our kids right now are 11, 6, 3, and 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two older ones, when it's time for bed, we just say, okay, go to bed. And they do. They go to sleep with no problem. But the two little ones, oh my goodness. The 3-year-old and the 9-month-old, they will giggle with each other. They'll talk. I mean, they literally cannot sleep until they're ready to sleep. And so for us, I've noticed that actually could be a huge distraction if we let it.
Oh, yeah.
Because Pesa has to help me get the 3-year-old to go to sleep, and then I'm trying to get the 9-month-old to go to sleep. And so for couples who have that issue on top of everything that they went through at work, and then all the stuff that they had to get done in the evening, that can really take your focus off of each other.
Yes. And for us, our kids, although they might having issues with bedtime, but they are still healthy and they are doing well. And now if you add other issues, maybe a kid is sick, maybe you are having trouble with homework with one of the kids, maybe there's trouble at school, whatever. You know, every family goes through so much. At the end of the day, it feels like the husband and wife in the relationship will always take the backseat
mm-hmm.
to all these hundreds of problems that always come in front, and the couple has to solve them first.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's time to go to bed or whatever, it's they're just so tired and they just want to sleep. There's no time for
even a conversation.
Oh, yeah. And in the morning, it's time to go and start the whole process again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly. And even if you do have time for a conversation, that doesn't mean it's always going to be pleasant. It might be like hostility. Oh my gosh, why didn't you do this? Or, oh, we forgot to do that. Or
yeah, so there's like
a lot of frustration.
And also there's a lot of transactions. And that is huge, because as a couple, you're trying to run this organization called family. And there's a lot of transactions that you need to do as you're running this
mm-hmm.
organization called family. So by the time you're done, the conversation about you look great, you're so beautiful, man, I love the way you look, stuff like that, never even gets mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. But I know. It can be really, really, really hard some days, but you can build up slowly, though. You can really make those moments meaningful, even by doing something as simple as giving a compliment about, oh, dinner was really nice tonight.
Yeah.
I really love dinner. Or, oh, thank you so much for doing the dishes. Just those little things, like saying thanks and giving a compliment here and there. Really, I think that that's a really great way to start building up
those little moments.
You might not have a lot of time together, but make it as pleasant and loving as possible.
And you know, one thing that when I used to work outside the house really helped was sending text messages. I don't know about if it works for other couples, but sending text messages, and it's not the usual pick up the milk or did you drop the kids? No, I'm talking about they love you, I miss you, I love the way you look this morning before we, you know, the, you like stuff like that. Cause you basically you'll be catching your spouse unawares. And when they get that text message, it's like, hi, beautiful or whatever. Like, and maybe they might be at their job frustrated and they get that. And coming from you, even if in the morning you left and both of you are like in a hurry or you're in a, you had a fight, just send that, I thought, like, send that, I'm thinking about you text. Those ones for me really worked out well. I don't know about you.
Yes, that was always nice.
Yes.
No matter how busy the afternoon became, getting a text was really, really great. Because I also knew that he was busy too.
Yes.
I mean, the work that he did, he was very, very busy. And so to know like, oh, at 2:30 in the afternoon, oh, he's thinking about me. That was super nice.
Yes.
And so.
And it can never get old too.
No, that never gets old.
And you know, you just need to do it so much that when you get your phone and you start typing, your phone already knows what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know. And.
Yeah, and I've always encouraged couples to send pictures, like send selfies of each other. Like, it is so, so important because every time we log into Facebook, we will see someone else's selfie.
Anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like, we'll see so many pictures of people who really, at the end of the day,
don't matter.
We don't need to be that connected to them.
But you see a lot of pictures and you like them, but you never get like.
But if your wife or your hubby texts you a picture, it's nice. And I mean, honestly, it doesn't have to be like a really crazy picture.
Because
it doesn't have to be like that. But
what do you mean like that?
It doesn't have to be.
What do you mean like that? What do you mean?
You can make it as inappropriate as you want, but it doesn't have to be. It just the fact that you're actually taking those a few seconds to send a selfie, or I used to send cute pictures of the kids doing something funny, just stuff like that.
And actually, that really worked.
Yeah,
because to me, it just acts like a reset button. Mm-hmm. Like you're going on through your day. And it's like, and maybe you've been getting so many other texts from like business texts, people needing something from you, and you're just going through your day, and then you get this one from your spouse, from your wife, and it's maybe...
And it's your newborn, and you're like, aww.
It just acts, like, to me, it was just such a nice reset button, like, you feel like, oh, this is awesome,
So, that's a really nice surprise. So... Just any little thing that you can do to make an effort to stay connected throughout the day. And then that can, you'd be surprised, that can actually build up for the way your evening will go.
Yes.
It can, it can definitely set the stage for a nice evening.
Yeah. And so. Then another thing you can do is try to batch up the transactions that you are doing during the day, like during the evening with your family. And what do I mean? Like if you have several kids who are playing like sports, try to do the sports all at once. Like if it's don't have three soccer leagues, just take them to one soccer league, or even cancel the soccer. I know this is hard for a lot of people. If you're doing gymnastics at the Y, try to sign them up for activities that don't involve a lot of driving to different places. So that way, to make it just easy for just to make it easy for the transportation, but at the same time, you are not so tired of driving all around the evening just to get their kids to all these activities, even, and that just really drains you by the time you get home.
Right. And I think that's, actually, I'm really glad you mentioned the word draining, because a lot of times I've had issues where something really is draining me, but I feel like I have to do it.
Yeah, you have to, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's a must for me to keep doing whatever that thing is. So whether it was something going on at the kids' school and just stuff like that, I felt like, okay, well, I don't have a choice.
Yes.
I really just have to keep doing this. Like, there's no way I can drop out of it. There's no way I can skip it. But once I finally had the courage to start, like, saying no to things, that really, really helped free up a lot of time. But also, I got some of my energy back, too, as well. So, and that is a really tough situation that I see a lot of people going through. They keep doing things because it just feels like it's a must.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
It's like if you want your kids to go to this great college, you feel like you have to do this, they have to do these activities, and on and on and on and on. And then at the end, you forget that there is the wife and the husband who also need some activities too to be able to survive through this time.
Right. Yeah. So it's really hard to overcome that pressure of, oh, I need to do this.
Yeah.
I have to.
Because after, when everything has been said and done, it really depends on how strong the couple is. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How strong the couple is.
Yeah. And I mean, we've seen a few couples who, you know, they did everything throughout their whole lives. They, like, just in terms of, they did everything the right way, quote unquote, the right way. But then they had no time left for each other.
Yes.
And so they split. Like, when they turned 60, it was over.
It was over. And it's like, I've had stories. I think you are telling me a story where they have these military couples who they dedicate so much time to the service, and which is a great thing, but when they retire, now the husband, maybe the wife was at home with the family as the husband was going around doing their military service, but when everything is done and now he's back home, they don't know each other. I think you told me that.
Yeah, so the bond wasn't very strong through those years. And so, so now they've just gone through a major transition, a major life change of retiring and staying at home. And so, yeah, but yeah, the connection just wasn't, between the two, just wasn't very strong.
But they just knew how to handle the fact that they were always apart. So they were able to just deal with that fact that they were always apart.
They knew how to live in that, with that routine.
Okay.
They just knew, you know. But it's, yeah, we've seen a few couples who, I mean, they did it all. But at the end, that wasn't what they needed.
What do you mean?
So it's like, that's true with my parents, but also we've seen examples of, you know, they just do the whole, they go through the whole life script of everything they're supposed to do. They do everything right. They impress their relatives. They impress their in-laws. They impress their boss. But at the end of the day, they just weren't connecting as husband and wife.
Through the different phases of life.
Just everything that they were busy with. They just, everything on the outside looked so good.
Because they were trying to impress everybody else.
And they were, and it's not all about impressing, but just being so caught up in what you're doing.
Yes.
And things get neglected. Things at home are neglected. And
like,
so,
your relationship.
Yeah. And so that's just such a sad thing to see that. And then with all of the young couples that we see divorcing as well, I mean, I can totally understand if there's frustration, you know, like if I've heard like, okay, communication is one of the biggest struggles that couples have.
Yes. And
so if you're feeling as though you're not being heard, or if you're feeling as though you're not understood, then I can totally see how the frustration just builds up so much to the point where you're like, okay, I honestly don't feel like I have any other option
but
than to just go out and find someone who is a better fit for me. But again, we always like to encourage couples to just keep in mind that there's no perfect match. And once you come out of the storm, I mean, just imagine how great things can be.
Oh, yeah.
Once they do get better. So that's really the whole point of this podcast.
Because there's no relationship that won't have its ups and downs. As long as you have two human beings living together and loving each other, there's always going to be some misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of conflict resolution and just trying to figure out problems and fixing problems is a huge part. It doesn't matter how much you're in love.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I really do hate the most is pop culture and Hollywood and everything just constantly throwing in our face couples who break up all the time, and there's no example of what a great marriage really looks like.
No.
It's just so hard to find.
No.
And they continue pushing that message of, well, I just need to find someone else better. I just need to keep looking until I find someone who understands me.
And somebody who we are more compatible with.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, we just want you guys to know that we are here to encourage you, and also keep in mind that we also go through tough times as well. So we know what frustration feels like. We know what tough times are like, but we also know what the really, really awesome times are like as well.
And, you know, before we finish, I just want to bring up another issue. And this is the issue of having weekly date nights. And we've talked about this in other episodes, but I cannot overemphasize how great having weekly date nights is. And for a lot of folks, maybe they might have to start with monthly date nights as they're trying to figure out their childcare issues before they get to the weekly date nights. But just something that has happened in our situation here, my mother-in-law is the one who always watches the kids during our weekly date night. But for the last, how many weeks is that?
So for like the last 6 or 7 weeks.
So yeah, for the last 6 or 7 weeks, she had gone through surgery, and she can't be able to keep the kids for...
She's recovering from rotator cuff surgery, so yes. There's just no way that she'll be able to hold the baby for quite a while.
And I can actually blame ourselves, because we also got lazy, and we were not thinking in terms of like how we can... be creative in finding a way to continue with our weekly date nights. And just that little gap, I can feel like there's a difference.
Yeah. Date night is definitely a great way to stay connected.
Yes.
And so, yeah, now that you mention it, I've seen a difference too.
Yes. I mean, we've been having date nights for years. So it's like a weekly medication that you are on, like a monthly medication that you have to keep taking, because don't feel like because you've had it for so many years, you need to quit or you need to stop. It's just something that you have to keep doing over and over and over. And now, if somebody had told me that only 7 weeks would make me feel like I really need to go for a date with my wife, I'll be like...
So you feel like there's a distance?
Yeah, like it's just different. And the funny thing is, the kids were so used to going to their grandparents, grandma during that time. So they were even... The kids are also asking, when are they going to be able to go?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's just the fact that you feel like you need to spend more time with your spouse, because... from morning to evening, it's either you're doing the business or you're dealing with the kids, and there's not, yes, there's some alone time, but it's like you're fighting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you have to be really, really focused.
Focused, yes.
And really determined to get any alone time. And yes. So one of the biggest ways that date night has helped us is the conversations that we have mm-hmm. when we're on those dates.
Yes.
We're just very relaxed, and the way we talk, everything is just free flowing. And we usually don't talk about work on our dates. We just talk about anything.
Yeah.
And so I honestly believe that that's actually one of the biggest things that helps yes. us stay connected.
Oh yes. So. Oh yes. And we don't want to take a lot of your time, but folks, if you can even have like a monthly date night, just put that on the schedule as you're trying to clean up your schedule and having more time with your spouse. I can tell you it will do wonders for your marriage.
Absolutely. Folks, thank you so much again for listening, and we will be back in a couple of days.
Okay, so don't forget to hit subscribe in Stitcher, iTunes, and also don't forget to review us so that we can be able to reach more folks with this Live Your Best Marriage podcast. Until next time, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, "I'm sorry," Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.